5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning to you. By the way, your news today brought to you by Ben Heating. And welcome to a bit of a warm Thursday. We've got that...
Downright balmy,
it's
I
nice.
Would call it. Yeah.
It's nice, yeah. You know, you can wear the sleeveless top today. You'll be fine. Today
I wore my boots. I wore my boots.
Boots
and I'm
are
thinking,
good.
I almost wish I had my flip-flops on.
I'm thinking today you could actually use them.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what's going on in our news. Here's Kim.
All right. Many Oregon farmers are taking advantage of federal dollars available to switch to green energy. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Don Hollis is the renewable energy coordinator for Oregon. He says farmers are ready to make the investment in green energy.
They see the writing on the wall that doing nothing is not the answer. Doing something is the answer, and they're putting in PV systems to run their irrigation systems. They're putting PV systems in to operate their wells to water their livestock. They're looking at other alternative sources such as wind and geothermal to offset that energy cost.
The Rural Energy for America program, known as REAP, makes federal funds available to farmers who apply to make the switch to renewable energy. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
It was 3 weeks ago that Bend woman Sandra Meyer was reported missing. Police believe her husband, John Meyer, who killed himself a couple of weeks ago, had something to do with her disappearance. Sandra's son, Dave Condi, just moved to Bend to be near his mother, and he's trying to make sense of the latest findings.
It's a complete shock. Whatever was going on just wasn't something that any of us expected or could see signs of.
And Condi talked with our news partner, News Channel 21. Police found a substantial amount of Sandra's blood in a Meyer home heat duct, but they haven't been able to find Sandra at this time. And the good, clean living here in Deschutes County seems to be paying off. A new national survey that compares health numbers for counties across the nation gives Deschutes County high marks. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
Tom Kuhn with the County Health Department says this is the second year of the rankings, and so it's too early to see if there's a meaningful trend. He says the snapshot is still useful.
Because health behaviors include smoking, obesity, excessive drinking, motor vehicle crashes, sexually transmitted infections, and teen birth rate. And you always want to pay attention to those because those are usually the most preventable of all the different types of health factors.
While Deschutes County did quite well, another Central Oregon county was at the very bottom of the list. Jefferson County ranked 33 in last place, and Crook County came in at 14th. Three Oregon counties were not ranked in the survey. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
Springfield Congressman Peter DeFazio has harsh words for the president's policy in Libya. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
With reports of Gaddafi's forces driving back rebels, DeFazio fears the president will be pressured to send in training forces. That could result in boots on the ground.
Here we go again. The president should have come to Congress because I'm already seeing mission creep.
DeFazio says Obama is not the first president to begin military action without congressional approval, but says the War Powers Act needs updating.
Be reintroducing my bill to fix war powers, hope to find some sponsors on the other side of the aisle.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Animal experts claim egg-laying hens in Oregon are being mistreated and want a new law giving each hen more space. 1110 KBND Jim McLaren reports.
State Senator Peter Courtney was shocked when he found out 2 million Oregon hens live in battery cages.
These cages allow each bird just 67 square inches of space. This is less than a sheet of paper for each bird.
The cages are unhealthy for the birds, may contribute to salmonella, but will be expensive to replace. Mark Goldenkamp with Valley Fresh Foods.
If it was entirely cage-free, it's $35 to $40 a bird to build those systems, or $100 million to completely retrofit to cage-free.
More testimony is scheduled on the bill. Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And the Oregon Lottery is putting out an important message. It's mainly targeted at women. Chuck Bauman with the Oregon Lottery says the number of women who seek treatment are pretty low, and it's actually pretty easy to get help. And that is a look at your news. I'm Kim Birchfield reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Thank you, Kim. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, Skyview traffic and your forecast this morning. We've got just fine things on the road, and it's definitely a little warmer than what you might expect due to the, the front that's in. We'll give you the full forecast here with Jeff Marr.
As a ridge of high pressure briefly settles in today and starting off April on Friday, it's going to be dry with warmer temperatures that are changing the weather.